It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Sarah Weiss. She is the new 4-H director at the USU Extension Office. We're just going to bring her in, get to know Sarah a little bit, and then we'll kind of discuss. You know, she says she's right in the middle of trying to figure out summer programs and get things rolling, so we'll talk about what we can as far as that is concerned here for just a little while. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Sarah.
Oh, man. So I was born and raised in Southern California, and then I lived in Durango, Colorado for a few years getting my undergraduate, and then somehow I ended up in Price, Utah, getting my master's in social work. So, yeah.
So you are, you got your master's in social work through Utah State?
Yeah, currently I'm still working on it. I graduate next year, so.
But you're working towards that.
Yep, that's the goal.
All right, I guess the question now is, what drew you to 4-H?
That's a good question. So I've always wanted to work with kids. I just love working with them. I think they help me develop myself and themselves at the same time. But 4-H offers a lot of things that people don't know about. Like we offer leadership qualities and, but also offering like crafts and stuff like that. So I think that there's just a bunch of things in the pot that just help it.
And, you know, that's the one thing that we used to talk about with 4-H all the time is the fact that, you know, when I was in school, 4-H was all about horses and ag and all this stuff. And that is far from what it is today. There's still that component.
Of course.
But there's other things that are parts of that as well. And just trying to kind of branch out and gather in as many kids as you can, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, of course. And just helping the kids and carrying them on through college and helping them get to that point. So
the other great thing is as the director, you kind of get to set your programs, right? And you probably have a lot of, you know, things that have been done in the past and those kinds of things. For the first year, do you think you'll kind of lean heavy on those, or are you going to try and come up with some different things that maybe you want to do that you think would be fun right out of the gate?
Yeah, so that's also another good question. 4-H is all about the volunteers and the parents, and they are the ones running the show. I'm just there to help them. I think that's like the best part about it is they get to basically choose and they give me the ideas and I kind of just take that information and I help coordinate. And so I think that I might try some new things. We're looking into doing some like rock hounding. So still learning some new terms of what people want to do. But yeah, so I think a little bit of both, keeping tradition and what's going right now and what's working, and then also probably adding some new things to help it grow.
And that was the one thing, too, that when we talked about 4-H with Delana, she would always say, if you have an idea for a club, let's make one, right? And that's going to carry over and be the same thing, isn't it? You just said that's kind of what 4-H is all about.
Yeah, no, of course. And Delana's awesome, and we all miss her, and she's been great helping me get started and stuff like that, so.
All right. So once again, Sarah Weiss is your new director of 4-H here at the Utah State Extension in Carbon County. And you said you're working towards, you're trying to get, you know, your summer program ready and things like that. It's probably almost like drinking through a fire hose right now for you, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, especially since our summer day camp is on June 5th. So I'm trying to get that going. But I was very grateful for our past coordinator, Delana, who, has pretty much set up everything. I've just been trying to add the little pieces and getting everything confirmed. So,
all right. So, when you get that squared away, that's what we were talking about before we came on the air. When you get it all squared away, we'll bring you in and we'll unveil the summer camp and all the fun stuff that's going to go on for 4-H this summer. And look forward to working with you and talking to you about 4-H in the Carbon County area. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.